This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. With me today, VPR's John Dillon to discuss an important story that he reported on this week. Hey, John, good to have you here.
Hi, Bob.
So, John, your story looked at documents that you requested that show frequent contact between top executives at Green Mountain Power, the state's largest utility, and members of the Public Utility Commission. That's the quasi-judicial body that regulates all utilities in Vermont. So why did you feel it was important to look at this level of contact?
Well, first I should say right up front what I didn't find, Bob, and I didn't find evidence of what are called ex parte communications, and that is GMP emailing or talking or texting a commissioner about a case involved outside of the hearing room, so that they're involved in it outside of the hearing room. That's not allowed because others obviously can't respond to that communication. So I didn't find that. But as to why it's important, GMP serves about two-thirds of the state. It's the largest utility, has enormous influence both in the legislature with its lobbyists and through various administrations. You may remember that former CEO Mary Powell chaired an inaugural committee for Governor Shumlin, for example. But it's also a regulated monopoly and regulated by this three-member board that sets their rates and their profits. And it has enormous influence over the pocketbooks of Vermonters, who two-thirds of whom are GMP customers. So I wanted to see what level of contact, informal or not, was taking place between the company and these three people who basically control the company's profits and rates. And I think what I found showed a level of access and maybe sort of easy familiarity between regulator and regulatee, if that's a word, that perhaps the public at large does not enjoy.
So what's an example of an email that, you know, doesn't have anything to do with necessarily rates in front of the board or power outages that would show this sort of closer relationship between these two parties?
Well, as you noted, a lot of these messages were just updates on power outages. We're making progress, you know, a massive windstorm. Here we are. We've got 50,000 people out. We should have everybody on by the end of the weekend, that sort of thing. Some of them were referrals of articles of interest in the energy world. One was even a response to an article that I wrote that they had sent out to a customer. A lot of it was like that, just sort of FYIs. But I guess one that stuck out at me was an exchange between a GMP vice president, Brian Ottley, and the chairman of the commission, Anthony Roisman. And it followed a workshop that they had had on electric vehicles, the PUC had. And Ottley writes Roisman to follow up on a question about an electric car. But he also – it's interesting in a couple of ways. He opens by sort of taking a swipe at the Department of Public Service, which is a frequent adversary and because they represent the public in rate cases. And he says he thought the department's position was waffling and wondered if they would stand firm as this issue of electric vehicles, how to get people to buy electric vehicles plays out. And then he goes on in detail to talk about several electric vehicle models and ends up recommending a Tesla Model 3 and says he can get one in Montpelier for the chairman to try out if he wants. And Roisman turns that down pretty firmly. He says he told me it was an easy offer to refuse because the commission, by its rules, can't accept anything of value from the people or the companies that they regulate.
Well, how does Green Mountain Power respond to these stories?
They say this is absolutely proper, that it's the job. For instance, Robert Dostis, who's the VP for External Relations, it's his job to keep the public and the regulators informed about power outages and that there's nothing absolutely improper about any of this. They say that in terms of the Tesla issue or the loaner, you know, the offer of the loaner, they say that they've done that for other customers and would be happy to do so again. And kind of makes me wonder if customers will now be calling to order a Tesla from GMP, or at least a loaner one.
John, you also talked to some former commission members to get their reaction to this story. What did they tell you?
Well, yeah, I talked to two, and they didn't want to go on tape. But they did tell me that this happens, and they took great pains to avoid communicating outside of the formal proceedings with the companies they regulate. And they said, you know, you attend the same conferences and stuff is going to – conversations are going to happen at dinner or in breakout sessions, whatever. One former chairman said, obviously, PUC Chair Roisman made absolutely the right call in turning down the Tesla loaner offer. But he also said GMP probably shouldn't have made that offer. So he said it's a really bright line and you have to maintain that.
We've just got a minute left, but there are other utilities in Vermont. Do we see the same level of communication between those utility executives and the commission?
Well, I asked about two other utilities, and no, you don't. In one case, Washington Electric sends them their quarterly newsletter, and that was it. And in another case, there was communication about a workshop that the PUC was trying to organize. So there was some emails, but there wasn't this sort of frequent outreach.
And going forward, do these emails indicate that there is a sort of close relationship between the board and GMP?
Well, that was the concern of several advocates I talked to, including AARP and a citizen advocate who appeared before the commission last summer on a case involving an ownership change of GMP. He said he found these disturbing and would never have thought to reach out directly to members of the commission that was overseeing the case he was involved in.
VPR's John Dillon, many thanks for discussing this important story with us today.
You're very welcome, Bob.